sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobic, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young, and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends know the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, 2021.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up.
Ready, set, go. So when I graduated, I'd have a little school money. But in the sixth grade, I wanted to be a school dummy and flunked out of school with a flagpole. I left my mother dear at home with a sad soul. Because my mother worked the fingers to the bone, because we were alone, and me, I brought an F home. My real pops, he broke out with the style, so I respect my stepdad for raising another nigga's child. So now we living comfortable, taught me the game and how to be responsible. But back then, I couldn't see it. I wanted to be a grown man at 14, so the kid's leaving. I ended up in this big fight and told me not to come home until I got my shit right. So now I'm living in my grandma's home. My grandma's home. My grandma's strong. She's got 9 kids of her own. Welcome, bienvenue to another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka B Blizzak, aka Mr. Shut Up Podcast.com on the web. Et pour tous les Français out there sur la zone, a.k.a. Monsieur le Grand Papa B. Before I start the show, I want to remind you listeners that this podcast is protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red-blue flag. I'm representing and holding it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on January 25, 2023 at what, 6:03 p.m. In the midweek Wednesday. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. You know, I'm gonna explain that. I just had this thought that part of my intro is me being silly, ridiculous. It's me being me. It's me not focusing, not caring about what you consider to be normal. And it's also, in a way, unofficial caveat. A way of saying viewer discretion is advised. It's my way of saying, hey, if you weren't invited to this podcast, proceed with caution. If you weren't told, don't know what to expect from this podcast, proceed with caution. If you happen to be someone that I know personally who hasn't been invited, this is my safe space. It's my way of saying this is my safe space. And proceed with caution. That's really what I'm trying to say. What I'm saying is real. Everything that I say, my intention is not to hurt people. It's just to live my truth in front of this microphone. Because in this world, because I'm still figuring out how to live my truth around people who ain't trying to hear my truth. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, I'm saying, I guess I'm just so used to having people in opposition to what I gotta say feel the need to suppress it. And this is my, in a way, saying welcome to my home while also saying beware of dogs. If you're allergic to dogs, this ain't your place. I don't know. I guess it's two thoughts. One is I put a lot of emphasis on the in my intro to say that, you know, I will not be respecting white fragility. If you're a white, fragile white person, this is your problem. You know, again, you hit play. There are a few people that I've invited, you know, I guess, yeah, you know what? I'm still figuring out how to market and promote my podcast, but I do know that this, like, I won't be, like, putting out coupons, McDonald's coupons. Like, I have a strict target market for this content. And the reason I'm thinking about this is because I'm, the reason why this is crossing my mind, and of course, I forgot to say, sorry, this is, I'm being hard on myself. I forgot to save this particular note in my rundown sheet. The reason I'm putting this emphasis, I don't usually explain this podcast, is because I'm reading this headline. I guess it would help if I read the whole story, but of course on Reddit. Reddit is like, is like the safe space for white kids. Anyways, you know what? No, that's not true. It's just that a majority of, as much as I appreciate Reddit, which is a great tool and all that, I acknowledge it. I'm forced to respect the fact that the majority of Reddit users are white. And they'll post shit that I like, but I won't understand it. And in this particular case, there's this post in the subreddit called That's Insane. And it's about a Michigan school board member who tweeted, whiteness is evil, doubles down and refuses to apologize. And here's the thing, whiteness is evil. I mean, after George Floyd, I've stopped having patience. I've gotten rid of my remedial class. For white people who don't understand that, yeah, well, no, whiteness is evil, and if you're a white person who to them whiteness is synonymous with being a white person, then if you're a white person who takes offense at the notion of whiteness is evil, that's like saying whiteness is racism. It's like saying racism is evil. Like, if you can't make the distinction between the brand whiteness has created for itself, white supremacy has created for itself, the image, the notion that the rest of us understand except for white people, if you still, like, hold on to this idea that, I don't know how to explain it, man. It's like, if you, like, I tell you what, if you can't make the distinction between being a human being and being a white person, excuse me, if you can't make the distinction between white supremacy and who you are as a white person, that's your problem. That's in the old days, we had to respect that. We had to, you know, we as black people, the rest of us, people of color, had to accept that. We had to walk around your fragile feelings. We had to make sure that when we're like, fuck racism, we had to make sure we use the right languages so you're not like, whoa, are you talking about me and my parents and whatever and my kids? Or me personally as a human being? We had to, like, put a lot of energy. We had to waste a lot of energy. Around your field. Anyways, yeah, so, I should read more about this white to get the full story. But, okay, I'm going to play a clip, and I'll tell you what. Here, let me see what the article is. And my intention wasn't to spend time on this story, but here we are. Hold on a second. What does it say? Is this a long piece? Okay, let me see. Let me get the full story. 1:15. Michigan school board member slammed by parents for saying whiteness is evil. I'm not going to go to the New York Post. You're just going to state Michigan. Essentially, we were lied to. Angry and bitter Michigan school board. You know what? I tell you what. I'm gonna do the research. I'm gonna look into it. I'm gonna save this story for the next episode. But when I heard about this, maybe this is like Obama defending his preacher. When I heard the line "whiteness is evil," I'm like, oh, but it is. Whiteness is evil. Like, fuck. Like, like, how do I explain? I kind of wish white people would go into the history and understand why the concept of whiteness was created, needed to be created. You know, You know what? I kind of wish white people were able to see the world the same way as we did. And understand that there's this distinct, like, and even better, make the distinction between whiteness and who they are as a human being. That's, I guess that's what I'm. Anyways, off topic. What is it? You know what I noticed? Shout out to Einstein, Albert Einstein, man. Time is fucking relative. It's amazing how listening versus speaking is completely two different times. You know what? Okay, yeah. Sorry, the people pleaser in me wants to format this show in a way. I fucking love this podcast. Now that I think about it, and by saying I love this podcast, I'm also saying I'm starting to like myself even more. Okay, because I see the punchline in here. I just used a whole chunk of time to explain how this is my safe space. This is my home. If you come, you accept the terms that you are in my safe space. You are a guest in my house. Therefore, I ask you to respect the rules of this house. You respect my place the same way I would respect yours. And if I see, and just like if I'm in your place and I happen to see a poster of Hitler or a swastika or a noose and shit like that, you know, that's my bad. That's my bad. I'm the one who fucked up and realized that, oh, I am not invited here. This is not a place for me. Shout out to Jay-Z. You know, if you don't like my lyric, you can press fast forward. Anyways, yeah, okay. So, I think about all the time that I'm 10 minutes in, and I get angry at myself that I go into these podcasts that. You know what I noticed I'm angry at myself that I do these podcasts and I don't make it, like right now I'm angry at, 11 minutes in, I'm 11 minutes in, and what did I do? Just ranted about how this is my safe space, and you know what? I ranted, my point is this. I spoke longer than a time period I would have personally been willing to listen to. And I understand the point I was just trying to make was, this is my safe space. I just went into a whole bunch of details. But here's the thing, right? When I'm thinking things, I'm processing. You know, okay. All right. Before I go, one last point before I continue with the show, because I'm realizing that where I'm going with this here is... One last point is, I'm also realizing, I had an aha moment where I'm going with this podcast, is maybe, I love speaking. I could do comedy. I love being in front of an audience and doing that shit. I actually enjoy that shit. But when it comes to deep ideas, you know what I don't like doing? Writing. It's a frustrating experience. No, I don't like writing. But I love the effect. I love when a well-hashed idea, when I manage to, like, beat the constipation and flesh out a great idea on paper. I love it when it's staring in front of me and I can read it out and recite it as a speech. So, but I hate the process. I like the product. I just hate the process. And what I'm realizing is, by doing this podcast, I'm just talking to myself at this point. Yeah, by doing this podcast, I'm realizing that I keep coming up with ideas that are dope, But hold on a second. I gotta hold on a second. That's my phone in the background. Oops, sorry. Hope you didn't hear me. Yeah, that's my phone in the background. I had to let one of my hoes in the building, you know what I mean? She's gonna be in, you know what I mean? So it's gonna be a short podcast. I'm bullshitting. That's my Uber Eats. I kind of feel bad, you know, because what happens after I'm done podcasting, I'm going to be tired. I'm not going to feel like cooking. I just made excuses. I'm making excuses for myself, but here we are. All right, where was I? Yes, I realized that sometimes I come up with ideas that are dope, that are great, but would be even better if I could take the time to write it down, flesh it out on paper, and then re-explain it. And in doing this podcast recording, I'm realizing at some point I'm going to be like, okay, all right, fine. I'll give in. I'll start writing this thing. It's like I'm building a will. So I'm speaking it out at first. This is like a draft version. Everything that I say is pretty much of, not everything. Most of these podcast episodes are draft versions of shit that at some point I'm going to be like, you know what? Let me flesh out this idea. Let me explain it better. This was just my first attempt. This was like, man, come on. First draft. I prefer le mot brouillon in French, right? A brouillon. First draft. It's whatever. It is like a brainstorming session. And especially the last topic in my personal thoughts. I'm in my personal thoughts, which I'm angry. Yeah, this is why I'm angry at myself, because I wanted to spend more time on this podcast fleshing out personal thoughts than I did on random thoughts. So all this to say that, yeah, this is just a journey for me, man. A journey which I think, I'm hoping, trust, believe will lead to something greater. Kind of like life, I guess, right? Kind of like this is just like living life. All right. Shout out to whoever's listening. Well, except for the agent, the poor agent. I mean, you know, I guess I'll shut you out. The poor agent who's been assigned to, like, at some point, I'm going to fuck up in life or something like that. Probably go into politics, church, whatever. And someone's going to be assigned to go through my podcast to look for dirt on me. Someone is listening to this podcast with ill intention and will be listening to this podcast or might be listening to this podcast with ill intention. And half of me wants to make it entertaining, wants to make your experience, you know, more pleasurable. And another me wants to, you know what? Fuck it. Speak your mind, B. Go off topic. Go all over the place. By the way, people who know me know that when I speak, I tend to go all over the place. It's like, yeah, man. It's not linear. You got to be ready to, like, 1 second I'm talking about Jesus. Next thing you know, I'm talking about, you know, anal sex. You know, like, it gets even more fucked up than that. But, all right, okay. Let's go through the rundown sheet, man. I have a rundown sheet for a reason, and we're going to go through it. All right. Random thoughts. Oh, yeah, last point. I swear, okay. I swear. I'm going to work on, I vow by the old and the new gods, that random thoughts will be shorter and personal thoughts will be longer. All right? And I think when I say real episode, like the podcast that I'm going to market to the rest of the world, the random thoughts will be shorter, you know, just like to break the ice, crack some jokes. Like, it's random thoughts of shit that I could, yeah. I was about to say random thoughts of shit that I would put in a bit, and personal thought is just more like personal thoughts. Yeah. Kind of, yeah, whatever. Okay, we'll see where this is going. Because, you know, I say this today, tomorrow I might say something completely different. All right. Where we're at. Okay. Today's episode is 047. The title of today's episode, let me back up one more thought, is, you know what? Sometimes I think I create this podcast so I have a reason to shit on myself. I just made a mistake and, like, I'm angry at myself and I'm trying to calm myself down. It's like, calm the fuck down. It's like, woo, everyone makes mistakes. Yeah, shout out to my therapist. All right, okay. 047 wanted to be a grown man at 14. It's interesting. Between Wednesday, last Sunday, the last episode, I forget the name of these episodes. Yeah, 47, 46, and 47. Several titles, reiteration of titles, suggested titles. Like I, at some point, I'm going to have to find something that relates to KRS-One. Yeah, but what happened is I had a therapy session and my therapist said something that it's amazing. Said something to me that didn't make sense, but it only hit me yesterday afternoon, but it was a delayed response. Like it went from, what the fuck are you, I don't talk to her like that. I want to be clear. You know what I mean? I'm exaggerating for entertainment value. She said something and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, lady? What the, you know, I was a defensive. I don't know. It didn't make sense at the time, but I pretended like it made sense. No, I didn't pretend like it made sense because a part of me is, it just didn't make sense. And then it like delayed response. It was like the perfect joke. And when I say perfect, it was like the dopest joke that it hits you later. Later you get the punchline. I was like, oh my God. You know what I mean? And after it made sense, I felt like how the apostles, I was told, felt after they saw Jesus, resurrected Jesus. You know, he like, you know, shows up, says, hey, guess who's back? I told you, you know what I mean? Like that. Again, the legend, according to the story, according to the fucking story, not realistic. Not according to the story, when he came back and he showed up and the apostle was like, gun-ho. They were like, all right, what we preaching is the real shit. We getting out there and telling the world who the fuck we are. And then they get killed. Anyway, yeah. But yeah, no, after that realization, but I will explain this at the end of this episode, in my personal thought, in a section that I think I will title My Journey into Masculinity. Well, anyways, okay. My journey into being a man. All right, okay. So getting back to the title of today's episode, I got it from that and the rap verse that I just recited at the beginning. I got it from Scarface, track Now I Feel You. I guess this is kind of the theme. And I remember hearing that song, especially with the beat. It's like one of those tracks that gave me goosebumps. Not just goosebumps, but just, it's one of those tracks that I like to, driving down 417, coming back from Montreal or heading to Montreal, or like I'm in a very contemplative state. But when this track is playing, it had me thinking a lot about growing up, being a man, just like, especially as a child, being a man, growth, but in a different sense. Like, you know what? I'm going to elaborate on this at the end. I got to save this shit because, again, I want to go through rundown sheet. But I highlighted a few verses that really got my attention that I really like from this track. That could have been the title of this episode. Yeah, from the track Now I Feel You. I guess I should explain how I Feel You is a track by Scarface. Shout out to Scarface, man, the rapper Scarface, because he makes deep tracks like that, right? But Now I Feel You is pretty much saying that, oh, I get it now. I'm a grown up. I see the shit you try to explain to me as a child. My dumb ass couldn't get it. But it's the whole track to me is more about him being a grown up. Same D shit being a grown up. Anyways, yeah. And I like how, so what verse did I write that? I said, with his help, my mother made a man of me. That was nearly the title of today's episode. That's the verse that made me say, fuck that. The title of today's episode, the theme of today's episode is going to come from the track Now I Feel You by Scarface. And I guess I should also relate the theme, this track title, all this shit relates to that line that my therapist told me, dropped on me, and only made sense like last night. No. Only made sense this fucking morning. But it made sense this morning. And by the end of the day, I'm like, I know what the fuck today's personal thought is going to be about. All right. You know what I noticed? That when I speak, again, off topic, when I speak, I spit. And I was hanging out with some coworkers today, and I'm worried that, because I got excited. It's usually when I get excited and emotional, and I'm worried that these poor bastards were like, casualty of my inability to control. Like, this is why I need to wear a mask all the time, but here we are. Anyway, here we are. Okay, where was I? Scarface, Now I Feel You. Focus, B-Black. I swear, man. Focus. Okay. Bear with me. Scarface. Lines that I enjoy, that I appreciate from this one. Yes. And with his help, my mother made a man of me. Second one that I put down. I said, when he gets to be a man, he'll appreciate. You know what? I'll just, this is exactly what I did. I did a search for the word man. When I was looking for the title, and all the verses that I like from this track has the word man in there. So it goes, and when this went, my mother made a man to me, and his help, he's talking about God. Yeah, Scarface is a religious guy. Second verse, he goes, this one I don't know. he goes, but yet, and still, I let my son be a kid. Just give him, just give him up the real, exactly like my mama did. So when he gets to be a man, he'll appreciate the game I gave him way back when he used to roller skate. The only reason I point out that verse is because it's the one before it that got my attention when I first listened to the track. He goes, I buy him... Scarface talking about his kid. He goes, about his son. He goes, I buy him clothes and jewelry, not the Tonka toys, because the Tonka toys will only punk my boy. Hey, look, man. No, fuck. Scarface got kids? Anyway, whatever, man. I'm not, I don't listen to rap music for advice on how to be a father. Or nor to argue. No, I'm not going to take this verse and be like, Scarface, you know, if I was you, I wouldn't. No, man. Yo. He's got his own. He's living his life. He's doing, you know, he's got his own responsibility. I'm just taking this long journey to just say that I can see you believing that, but I don't believe that shit, says the guy with no kids. All right. Okay. What's the other line? I goes, I got to be, okay. This was the second place winner of the today, like nearly became the title of today's episode. It goes, I gotta be a man, and as a man, I gotta defend mine. Again, all related to what I'll be talking about towards the end of this episode. And the last one was probably is definitely my favorite. He goes, and if the man upstairs grants you forgiveness, and in reality, you took care of your business. Oh, man. Basically, he's talking about a person who killed his best friend or killed a friend of his. And he says the line, he goes, if the man upstairs grants you forgiveness for the shit you did, then in reality, you took care of your business. What I like about that line is just the maturity to it. But it's also him saying, I hate your guts for what you did. But if the Lord forgives you, then I'm going to let it go. You know, I won't forget what you did, but I'm going to let it go. But, you know, but I'll forgive you. But anyways, yeah. Shout out to Scarface, man. On the list of rap songs that he made that I'm super grateful for, Scarface, Don't I Feel You? Definitely. All right. Okay. Moving on for random thoughts. Okay. You know what? I finally decided to come forward. On the last episode, I probably told you I joined this weight management. Basically, I've decided to take the next step in my health, and I'm actually surprised at myself. But what I didn't mention is the program I chose to join, and I won't be surprised that once I mention this program, this becomes a reason for people to listen to this episode, to my podcast, just to hear the progress that I'll be making. But yes, I signed up with this organization called Precision Nutrition. Dab on that. Sorry, I just spat on myself again. Not that it matters to you, but every time I do it, I hate myself even more. Yeah. All right. Self-esteem issues, guys. For self-esteem, folks. Okay. Precision Nutrition, Focus, Be Black. Holy shit. I don't have ADD. I just know my brain is fucked up for some reason. Okay. Precision Nutrition. So I guess it's in a way I've decided to take my health a bit, take the next step into my health, to take another shot at taking care of my health, taking care of myself, right? Now it's kind of difficult because I'm still on that, man, fuck life, man. I'd rather die, what's there to live for and shit like that. But I joined these people, one, because one of my friends, she's like swears by it. And when I say swears by it, she's not like, you know, annoying about it. It's like, she's not a salesperson. She's not a salesperson, but fuck, just by speaking about it, just persuaded me to, it's kind of like, she's like, if I compared her to a Christian, she's like the Christian who's like not, you know, beating your head over with, you know, Jesus loves you, Jesus, this. It was just like, well, this is how I managed in life. This is how I'm, you know, I like to think of a scripture by Jesus and, you know, and it's just not, if I was one of those succinct, concise people who could get to the point, what I would say is she was very persuasive when it came to speaking about precision nutrition. That's my homegirl. She sold it to me. Two, I was hesitant. I remember, I won't lie, when I joined this group, this was like a leap of faith. Because prior to this, prior attempt to looking out for my health was dealing with, I had a gym trainer. And that shit was a disaster, man. A motherfucking disaster. And, the kind me will say that our personalities just clashed. But if I'm keeping it real, this dude was a motherfucker. Look, if you're going to find my advice to you, young people, if you're going to find a gym trainer, don't do what I did and just look at, oh, wow, they're the size I want to be. Yeah, whoever gave me that advice, man, that advice, go fuck yourself. Don't look at their size. Don't look like at their physique and be like, because that's the physique I want, that's your qualification as a gym trainer. I mean, you can do that. But for people like me, personality is a big thing. I'm going to generalize the fitness industry and say there's a lot of douchebag in that group, man. You know how I know? Because during COVID, a lot of you motherfuckers were verbal about your stance against the vaccine. But I won't get into that, even though it doesn't make sense. But one thing is for sure, if you expect empathy from other people, compassion from motherfuckers. Look, let me put it this way, man. One of my interview questions for any gym trainer is, what are your thoughts on Lizzo? And if you say anything stupid about Lizzo, fire. Fuck you. You're disqualified. You know what? And I didn't do with Precision Nutrition, but with the folks from Precision Nutrition. But, this is me talking about gym trainer. If you're going to find a gym trainer, find someone that you could kick it with. Find someone that you're going to like. Because if you find out that you don't like, if you have to, ask them to see, ask to see their Facebook profile. See what they say about Black Lives Matter. See what they say about shit like that. You know what I mean? It's, likability for me is a big factor. Maybe you're one of those people who just want to see results. Well, okay, deal with, and you don't give a fuck about likability, but I'm, a guy like me, when it comes to nutrition and exercising, I'm in it for the long run. And likability is definitely a factor. Anyway, so back to Precision Nutrition. This is why I'm saying their name is because I filled out this forum to say, talk about yourself. And the person who responded, holy fuck, gave me the impression like, you know what he did? You know what it is what he did? Made me feel understood. That, okay, I think this is what these guys are doing well compared to the last guy I worked with. The motherfucker I worked with before, yeah, man, I would say yellow, he sees green. I would say black, he sees nigger. You know what I mean? We just did not fucking bond. Like, and I think I've been using my hatred of this guy as a reason to be like, man, fuck hell. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. There's only but douchebags and whatnot. But anyway. Okay, fast forward. So getting back to Precision Nutrition, I filled out their form, the get to know you, what are your goals, what are you trying to do, and blah, 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 blah. And the homie who responded, holy shit, said, oh, okay. So it looks like you're not trying to, you know, you're not trying to be fit. You're not trying to get bitches. You're not trying to, you know, the last guy did that, by the way. He's like, okay, it looks like you're just more trying to form a habit. Cool. We got you. The response was perfect, and it's got me. That one response got me believing. It's got me. It turned me. I haven't felt this in a while, but I'm feeling hopeful. If they let me down like my gym trainer, that, you know, oh my god, I'm gonna be depressed. I don't know if some of you know what it's like to have given up on the world, given up on whatever relationship and something, and then you decided to fuck it. Let me give it a try. Let me try one more time. this is what I'm at. Like, this person has that one response of, we understand what you're trying to do, just like planted a seed of, oh shit, maybe it's possible. Maybe things might be different. Maybe let's give it a try. Fuck it. Maybe we didn't. Maybe that $100 a month. I don't know if I'm paying a standard price or whatever. Oh, 100 USD. Maybe this shit will pan out. And then they sent me a second response, and the dude said something that caught me off guard. He said a different response, because I filled out another form about motivation. And he starts out with, sounds like you're serious about being healthy. I'm like, what? Me? Fat mother? Dude, I just fucking, I just finished a bucket of KFC. No, I didn't. But I'm saying, I'm the most unhealthy human being out there. I'm convinced that my diet is probably comparable to a smoker's habit, which is why I don't judge you smokers. Just don't fucking smoke in my car or in my apartment. It smells. Unless it's marijuana, then that's a different story. Anyway, yeah. Where was I going with this? So, yeah, all this to say that shout out to my homegirl for referring me to the program. One selling point she used, it's like, think of the book Atomic Habit, but applied. This is like an applied version of Atomic Habit. If you haven't read the book, you know, I'm not going to sell you on the book. I'm just saying, if you're familiar with the concept of Atomic Habit, it's, yeah. And two, I really love the response from these people. Now, with all this said, a promise that I will make to you, sorry, that sigh you just heard is me looking at the time and being like, and doing what I usually do. Because, again, every episode, I'm like, I'm not going to go longer than an hour. And I'm seeing that I'm 36 minutes in, and I still haven't finished Random Thoughts, and I'm like, eh, fuck it. All right, fuck it. We just bullshitted ourselves again. But, you know, shout out to you listeners still sticking around. Yeah, okay, where was I? Precision Nutrition. Oh, right, okay. So all this to say about Precision Nutrition, now that I'm getting on this whole diet shit and whatever, this is my vow to you. Well, besides sticking to the program, but one thing I won't do is, things I will not be doing, I won't be sharing my results with you, you know? And what I mean, I won't be sharing my results, I'm not going to be that asshole. Careful, you know? Because some people are motivated by sharing the results with everyone else, but I'm not going to be doing that, man. Well, I won't be doing that in, see, back in the days, older version of me used to be Captain Positivity. And I never understood people were pissed off by my attempt to be positive, to share positive quotes and be like, hey, man, if I can do it, here's pictures of me in Cuba. I'm showing you these pictures so you could be like, you know what? I want to go to Cuba. I'm showing you pictures of my success so you can be like, you know what? I'm going to do what he just did. What I realized is that I don't know if people look at other people's success stories and be like, you know what? If he or she can do it, I'm going to do it. I've joined the population of human beings who are like, yeah, you're not really that happy. Like, you know, motherfuckers who show pictures of couples And you're just telling yourself, you people aren't happy. let me tell you how low I've got. Last time I was in Cuba, actually, I was looking at these couples taking pictures of themselves, all being happy with each other, shit like that. And my first thought was, yo, that's going to be a beautiful picture to look at when one of you fuck up in the relationship and the other one is like crying their eyes out, reminiscing about the good old days. Like, that's the picture you'll be looking at about, why did she leave me? I was like, why did she leave me? As you know, I could have gone with, why did he sleep with this fucking secretary? We had something going with each other. Yeah, whatever. I guess I'm more negative now. But what I'm saying is, I won't be that person taking selfies in a fucking gym with a big smile on his face, enjoying the gym. Because I still stand on, I hate the gym. Hold on, yeah. So I'm working on my posture right now because every time I record a podcast, my abs hurt for some reason. All right, okay, where was I? Yeah, food, B-Black. Food is waiting for you outside. Okay, all right, so where was I? I said, I won't be doing Captain Positivity. Like, I have to share my results with the people from Precision Nutrition, but I'm not going to be that. Well, I'm already a private person. My Facebook account's been disabled because I pissed off, you know, a few sensitive. Well, that's my theory, that I pissed off a few white people after the death of George Floyd. I had a big mouth. I didn't hold back, you know, and the algorithm was like, oh, fuck that. Get that black guy off of there, man. He's scaring white people. And whatever. Anyway, so my Facebook account is disabled. I don't express myself a lot on Instagram. I'm more like, what's the word? Actually, you know what? With the exception of Twitter, I express myself less, feel the need to express myself less now that I podcast. But here we are. Yeah, so anyways, Precision Nutrition, more on that later. I'll talk to you about it. Let me put it this way. The progress will be if these people manage to keep me engaged in the program. I mean, I know it's more me, but if I start... I'm more focused on developing habits more than I am in bulking up or losing weight. If I can, like, by the end of the program, I am like, if after a year from now and I'm the one going, hey, I just got back from kayaking, not a fucking chance, but I'm just saying, hey, I just went from biking, enjoyed myself, got the breeze and blah, blah, blah. See, if I do shit like that, yo, I just got back from, you know, again, 2023, my resolution is to find more shit that I find enjoyable to do than sit on this chair and, you know, watch porn and shit like that there. I would like to be one of those people who are like I envy people who have like trailers with their kayak on top. Again, I'm not trying to go kayaking, but wish some of my hobbies involve shit that involves going outdoors. But anyways, yeah, okay. Being angry at myself because I'm spending a lot of time speaking about something that I didn't intend to speak a lot on. But yeah, here we go. I tell you what, if you're into public speaking, sometimes you'll have your long sheet of shit that you want to speak about. And what you do is you improvise. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to skip this topic. What subject should be top mandatory in school? I'm going to skip that. That will be that was a Twitter question. But what I will do is I'm just going to cut this out. What I will do is, you know what? No, I'm going to cut this out too. The last one is I have this thing called Twitter bullshit. And a post showed up on my Twitter timeline that pissed me off. And I'm realizing it's from a user that I don't even fucking follow. And I think what Elon Musk is starting to do is post shit that you're going to react to, especially negatively. And I was about to respond to it. I'm like, why? Like, the author's going to be like, oh, wow, you've just made a great point. And someone posted. So instead of responding to this tweet, I'm just going to share it on this podcast. It goes, Ugandan couple sent to prison by their president. Ugandan couple sent to prison by their president. He ordered that they be there until one of them becomes pregnant. And basically, it's a shot against gay couples. Apparently, in Uganda, They assholes about that shit. You know what? Uganda is the country of, why are you gay? You know, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you can Google, why are you gay? It's just an interviewer. They're really ignorant when it comes to homosexuality, man. Homophobia is a motherfucker there. And what I was going to respond to this user is, and say, what I was going to respond is, yes, because that's why we all have sex. That's why we have sex is to procreate, you know. One of the biggest bullshit that we share amongst each other as heterosexual, well, the bad heterosexual, the assholes, the cis heterosexual, those motherfuckers, motherfuckers, is that the belief that everyone should have sex, only has sex for procreation. Full of shit, yes. And a lot of these people are products of, you know what? I'm not going to go there. But yeah, that was going to be my, yeah, here we go. I got you. I said that. Right. All right. Okay. What time is it? Oh, no. You know what? I'm not bad on time. You know what? This is me trying to not be so angry at myself. All right. So we're going to jump to personal thoughts. And I need to have a better title for it, but another title for it, for personal thought. But this is how I separate the previous segment from the this segment. All right, for today's personal thought, I will skip why you should get used to being misunderstood. Shout out to Twitter follower, someone I follow on Twitter. Her name is Dr. Nicole LaPera. Oh, holistic? What is it called? There's a lot of people on Twitter or social media who give some dope ass advice. But when I look at them, I'm like, I don't know if I want to buy your book. I don't know if you know what? It's my bad. My bad. When I see words like holistic, I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever, man. Especially if it's a white person. No, it doesn't matter, man. All I know is, I ain't trying to buy your crystals. I mean, fuck you. Fuck me. Yeah, I'm being ignorant. But, sorry. I'm laughing because on the side of my eyes, I'm noticing what's happening on Twitter. What's trending? The word obese and the storm. Fuck you. Who you calling fat? Anyway, yeah. Again, shout out to Precision Nutrition. I told them, like, you know, I don't mind being fat. What bothers me is feeling fat. You know, it's like no energy. Like, fuck, man. I'm like, going for a piss, and I'm like, you know, out of breath. That, you know, that's, we, man, maybe that should be fixed. And plus, the doctors got me on these pills. I'm like, yeah, maybe we, that shit should be addressed. You telling me if I do a few exercise, then I could cut out the, oh, I forgot to mention about Precision Nutrition. You know where they really sold me? Where really I'm like, okay, this shit might work? When I saw the words 10-minute workouts. Like, hello! And for you motherfuckers, like my old gym trainer would be like, oh, that shit's not going to work. You need a good 15 minutes. No, that's what the beauty about this program is, they meet you where you are. They'll be like, okay, how long of a workout can you do? Are you willing to do that you consider a joke? And not a joke, but you know, you can handle no problem. As soon as you tell me 30 minutes, go fuck yourself. 20 minutes, go fuck yourself. 15 minutes, suck my dick. 10 minutes, all right. 9 minutes. All right, 10 minutes I'll do. And then at some point that 10 minute is going to grow into 11. 11 to 12, 15 to, of course, this is one of those programs. It's not meant for people who want immediate, who want like, hey man, I'm going to Cuba in the summer. I need to look good. Actually, I used to train back in the days. I used to train for Caravana. I wanted to be one of those guys who like walked around Caravana with their shirts off. Because bitches loved it. Yeah, chicks loved it. I say bitches, but I mean, sorry. I feel like black sheep getting ready to explain. Well, no, when I say ho, ho is show for honey. Yeah. No, that was problematic. Maybe I should have a problematic, what do you call that? Jesus Christ, the Bodega Boys. But then again, this is my safe space. I'm not trying to, I mean, yeah, it's kind of fucked up, eh? If I,
I'll tell you what. No, I'm trying to understand. Like, I have a friend. That's how I speak. I speak like that, and we understand each other. That I not intending. Holy shit! Yeah, I'm not gonna. I am not going to go on a. Explain what I mean by. I tell you what. I'm gonna retract my usage of the term bitches until I can make a better argument for it. But I meant no disrespect when I say that. Yeah, but what about when you're talking about Whitey? That's a completely different subject. Okay, yo, personal. I guess I'm beating around the bush. I'm beating off a dead horse. This segment, I'm going to start with my journey into masculinity. What I wanted versus. What I wanted versus who I was, if that makes sense. What I wanted versus who I was. Okay, this is one of these things I should put down on paper. I feel like this shit could be either a great poem or whatever. But when I talk about my journey about masculine, okay, let me back up. What triggered this conversation on my last segment and probably two episodes, if you notice, I've talked a lot about Andrew Tate. It just had me thinking about, I understand the appeal. I get it. I'm not saying I'm down with the dude, you know. By the end of this segment, you'll understand where I'm going with this, right? That motherfucker can die, you know what I mean? Yes, you deserve to die, and I hope he burns in hell. But yeah, no. But I understand, I don't agree. I just understand the young men who are like on this dude's dick. I could have easily have been. When I think about myself, the kind of person that I was, the kind of kid that I was, and which is where I'm going with this title of wanted to be a grown man at 14. I think when Scarface says it, it was his way of saying that he was immature or he wanted to grow up quick. But I think I just, it's more a reflection of my journey into masculinity was filled with not knowing what the fuck I was doing. My journey into masculinity. But where was I going? Yeah, so this is what sparked it. It just had me thinking about how when I was a teenager, I'm not sure at what age, but I know this song by Now I Feel You by Scarface, like, might have played around there. But there was a part of me that was thinking about, thought a lot about the kind of man I wanted to be. I had an obsession. Not an obsession, but it was like very important. And I don't know. I guess the concept of masculinity has always, I wanted to do it right. It's like, look, what does it take for me to be a good man, a real man? Give me the criteria and I'm gonna work on it. So, okay, all right, go to the gym. But the thing is, I was getting so many conflicting response on what it is to be a good man. And the other thing too is, there's also one, okay, I wanted to be a good man, but I also wanted to be the kind of man who, okay. On my journey to figuring out to want to be a good man, I'm realizing that what I really wanted was to be the kind of man that everyone agreed was a man. Or that, yeah, that everyone agreed was a good man. The problem with this was in that is on that journey to being a good man, I wanted to be that. But when I say everybody agreed was a real man, the only exception would be me. Like, I wanted to be the kind of man everyone considered to be a good man because I couldn't get myself to say that I'm a good man. So everyone agreed. That didn't make sense, eh? That didn't make sense? Okay, I guess I'll try to elaborate. Okay. This is the sentence. This is a thought. The idea that my therapist planted in my head and only made sense this morning when I woke up today. And I've been sparked this episode. She says, you don't have to give up being a man. No, excuse me. She said, you didn't give up on being a real man. Maybe I should explain. On my journey to be a real man, I felt like I've given up because I felt like being a real man meant everyone had a fucking definition and I was surrounded by motherfuckers telling me, no, this is what you got to be a real man. This and all that shit. And I remember saying, I give up. But she responded with, you didn't give up on being a real man. You didn't give up on being a good man. What you did is gave up on being everyone else's version of being a good man or a man. In that moment, it didn't make sense because I was like, when I said I give up on being a real man, again, this was out of frustration of trying to live up to other people's expectation. I was telling myself that, no, I agree. Masculinity is problematic. Patriarchy is a problem. Like everything that I learned about being a real man is like the bottle Andrew Tate sells to little boys. This is what it's like, you know, you want the bitches, you want the cars, you want the money. Well, that's what a real man is. You know what I mean? It's like, you let people fear you. You gotta be like King Jong-un. Like, be the guy that everyone calls, everyone likes, except the person who you look at in the mirror. Be the guy that everyone respects, except for, like, someone called it out. Yeah, the version of masculinity that people like Andrew Tate sells to little boys is very shallow. It's shallow. It doesn't make sense. It's not real. It's cartoonish. It's like Hollywood. It's like Hollywood is good at presenting images of shit that's fake. Anyway, so what I like about what she was saying is when she said, you didn't give up on being a man. You gave up on being someone else's version of being a man. What I like about what she said is because it allows me to pursue my journey into being this good man. But not the kind of man that's validated, that gets validation from other people. He gets his own validation. Okay. On the list of men I hate, okay, I would say human being. On the list of people, okay, men I don't want to be or have no respect for, no regards. Like, you know, you're like at the bottom. Like, I probably have more regards for a cockroach than I have for you. It's the kind who have all this fucking ambition but zero integrity or self-confidence. I'm thinking about the dudes who, like, I ain't mad at you. I used to do that. You know, we would rent expensive cars to convince women that, you know, we own this rental is actually, I own it. And so I'm a big deal. we created this fake image of ourselves in order to deceive people. The perfect example I could think about, I was, there's a documentary on Netflix about, what's his name? The fuck's his name? I don't know why I'm blocking. Maybe because I'm hungry. Is it not Murdoch? Oh my God. What the fuck is his name? Holy shit. Netflix. Bernie Madoff. There we go. Hold on. Let me just put this. Netflix. Bernie Madoff. I swear. Bear with me. I'm making a point that'll be worth your while. Bernie. Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ, B, man. Okay, I got to wrap this up because I'm fucking up here. Okay, Netflix, Bernie Madoff. There we go. Okay, There's a scene in this. Okay, well, first, let's just say that I have difficulty watching this documentary. It probably is interesting, but every time I've tried to watch it, I've always watched it like when I'm really tired. And I don't want to say that it's boring. Shout out to Rod from The Black Guy Who Tips. He says he didn't like it. I mean, he watched it, but there's a he had his thoughts on it, but you know, he watched the whole thing, but wasn't a big fan. Anyway, but okay, again, not sure if it's an interesting documentary, but what I will say, the first bit that I was able to watch, he was talking about how Bernie was at this point where he was just starting his business, and he really wanted to convince the world that he was a big deal. And what he did is he told people about some investment and how, you know, it's going to pay off. And when shit didn't pay off, instead of telling them the truth and saying, yo, I fucked up, you know what I mean? I took your money and invested. No, he borrowed money from his stepdad and paid off people and paid people back their money. And the reason he did that, do you think he did that because to say, you know, my bad, I fucked up? No, he did that because it created the impression to these people that, wow, he's a bad boy. He's really a genius. Like, and the only reason I bring up the scene is because someone, the narrator mentions the point is, he was looking at these losses. He took all these people's money, invested it, and lost it, right? And he was caught. He was at the crossroad between confessing to his mistakes or lying. So admit to the world that he's a fucking failure, that he ain't shit, that everything that if anyone talks shit about him, told them that he was an idiot, he was a loser, well, they were right. Well, it was either fess up to that shit, fess up of being a loser, or lie. Basically, it's, I'm thinking about a long time ago, this one job that I had, I remember, I accidentally deleted production data on a database, right? Production data. I don't know how to explain this to, I think I've explained this on a previous episode, but what do I mean when I say production data? Fuck. You know what? I'm going to speak to you like you understand what it means. Production data. Live. Like. It's like, let's just say you got rehearsal, and then you got the live show. Let's just say I fucked up the live show. I fucked up the production data. And I remember taking that. I had to take the bus home. I didn't email it to, we had email. But for some reason, my boss did not know. My bosses did not know. In order for them to know, I had to take the bus back to the office from the, I'm trying to say, production data was on a remote site. I fucked that up. I know what you're thinking. You're like, well, if it's production data, how the fuck can they have not seen it on the spot? It's production my whole point is my boss didn't know that I fucked up. In order for them to find out is I had to get on the bus, get back to our headquarters, get back to the office, take the elevator, go upstairs, walk to his office, and explain the deal. What I'm getting at, between realizing that I fucked up and going back to the office, and I'm thinking about, be you fucked up, you're an idiot. Of course, during that journey between point A to point B, I was looking for ways to cover my tracks, to cover it up. Can I blame the white man? Can I blame slavery? Can I? Is it possible for me to come up with a lie that will allow me to, what's the expression? Hold face? Save face. To not look as incompetent as I'm about to look after I tell them the truth. I remember being in that mode because I'm like, It was bad enough that I felt the pressure of being the one black guy in the office. Like, this is a mistake you don't make. The only black guy in the office. It's like, yes, in my head, I'm like, great, these white people are going to be, see, fucking affirmative action. We hire these blacks, we give them an opportunity, and they fuck it up. I really did not want to go to my boss, to my white colleagues, and say, I fucked up. Because here's the thing. Deleting production data is I don't want to say it's unheard of. Well, at the time, it felt unheard of. It's like, it was one of those things that didn't happen. imagine you find out that you call your bank calls you and say, hey, we lost track of how much money you have in your account, your bank account. what do you mean? Yeah, we had a black guy. He was responsible for saving that information. Well, he deleted it. I don't know. Whatever, man. Fuck. Bad father. You know, doesn't have a father. Maybe he's on Blade Precision Nutrition. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, yeah. Imagine your bank calling you and say, hey, we don't know how much money you have in your account because the database we were using to save that information, well, the nigga we hired deleted it. Anyway, yeah. So, I remember I'm talking about Bernie Madoff, but that dilemma of, do I lie to them or do I tell them the truth? I'm not trying to tell you that I'm special, but I ended up telling them the truth, mainly because I couldn't come up with a good lie. Now, the beauty is, shit worked out for me. Oh man, I worked with an amazing team. I don't know, maybe behind my back they were talking shit, but these, okay. First, they went from accepting the news to damage control. And the beauty, and this is something I'm not used to because, you know, I grew up in a authoritarian house where you fuck up, you're punished. And it just blew my mind. These people went from, all right, how do we fix this? And it didn't involve saying, well, you know, we hired this nigger and, you know, and fuck. These people don't know how to use technology. You know, fucking jungle. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, no. So, these guys went into automatic damage control and management was like, nah, we fucked up. There was a lot. They didn't hang me out to dry. But I remember being so fucking ashamed in that moment and being from, but it's a good thing I didn't lie because they were able to recover. And from then, the beauty from my mistakes, it was like, what do you mean there was no backup? What do you mean no backup was set up? From there, they realized that, okay, the lesson learned from this shit is to have a backup plan. Yes, be black. What? Production data with no backup plan. Yeah, exactly. We didn't have a backup. That's the beauty of my fuck up. It allowed them to be like, okay, you know what? Let's do this shit properly. Let's get a backup. If this is gonna be production data, like, okay, holy shit, holy fuck, I'm off topic. Bernie Madoff, he was at that crossroad. He went from, let me confess my crimes. No, that motherfucker went, fuck it. Borrowed money, basically created a lie to cover up his fuck up. And that lie allowed him to, you know, go on this journey of being like, you know, that lie allowed him to have people perceive him as this genius investor who like, wow, everyone else lost money. This motherfucker got my money back. I'm going to invest more money into this dude. Yeah. Bernie Madoff, full of ambition. He wanted to climb up that ladder. Zero integrity. I hate those kind of people. My least favorite. This is me going on figuring out the kind of man I want to be. So shout out to my therapist when she said, you didn't give up on being a man. You gave up on being someone else's definition, someone else's version of being a man. What I love about that line is she says, it's basically her way of saying, you can still play this game. You can define masculinity for yourself and let others decide, yo, that's the kind of man I either want to be or want to imitate or want to, or I can connect with, as opposed to the to the other guys, like to the other motherfucker who was like, yo, you want to be a man like me. You want bitches, you want cars, you want the money, you want, you know, who have. I can make the rules of what it means to be a real man for myself. And I'm not going to sell it to you. I'm just, you know, you're either down with it or you're not. You know, I really love that she did that, man. Because before I was like, man, fuck masculinity. You probably see that from my first episode, The Manifesto. I was all that masculinity is a cult. Burn out, you know, fuck the patriarchy. Burn this motherfucker down, man. Fuck it. Kill all men. You know, I actually had an anger against men because most of my role models were full of, like turned out to be huge disappointments. All these dudes I grew up with who convinced me, like, you know, they got girls, they were pickup artists. All of them turned out to be con artists. You know what I mean? If they weren't conning some woman, they were Bernie Madoff conning people out of their money. Like, they were just shitty human beings, man. Shitty human beings. There's this post that I will be in the show notes. I'll share with you. This is from Wholesome Memes on Reddit. I like this comparison. He goes, oh, this shit was removed? Okay, well, I guess I'll, whatever. Remember, it's only funny if everyone laughs. That's the title. It's in Wholesome Memes. And the picture, the meme goes, at the top it goes, men who validate their masculinity by being mean and hurting people versus men who validate their masculinity by helping others and being kind and supportive. That's the kind of man I want to be. That's what I want to work with. I'm not trying to show off here, but I'm just saying, I want to be the kind of man that I've always been grateful for. When I think of men who validate their masculinity by helping others and being kind and supportive, I'm thinking about the men who've listened to me, watched me cry, and then judged me for it and understood, were able to show empathy. I'm thinking about the men when I'm in, we were talking about precision nutrition. I fucking hate going to the gym with a passion. If I could, I'd burn it down. But that'd be wrong and illegal. But the few people in the gym that made the journey, like, less painful. I've always been grateful for the dudes who were in there who are like, you know, they're all bulked up. You can tell, like, you know, gym is their life. Gym is life. This is they're big on it. But, and it's not just that, is, and they're courteous as a motherfucker. They show you courtesy like a motherfucker. It's like, hey, you done with that? Well, yeah, no problem, bro. You know what I mean? And I don't, like, they're not putting up performance, but they're really like, I still remember this one time I was doing, what do you call that? Arm. I don't know. You can't see me, but I'm like, I have a weight and my arm is raising and shit like that. I forget what the exercise is, but homeboy noticed. He said, hey, bro, if you do it this way, do the full range. Do the, here's the thing. Sure, I didn't ask him for that information, but I'm grateful he saw it. Yo, dude, if you keep doing it that way, you're going to hurt yourself. And then you're going to be some asshole on the podcast talking about gym suck. no, but his advice actually, basically he was like, your form. He just said, I'm grateful for everyone who, that's what it is. I'm grateful for every juice monkeys. No, my bad. That's not the expression I would use. But all you buck motherfuckers who are like, nah, dude, it's not about weights. You don't want to be that guy who's like, ah! It's like, it's about form. I'm grateful for everyone in the gym who helped me focus on form versus weights. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, what I'm trying to say is men who validate their masculinity by helping others and being kind and supportive. That's really what I'm just trying to talk about. I'm in that category. Shout out to the men in that category. You know, growth. Shouldn't be just better human beings who understand feminism, who don't feel threatened by it, who don't think like it's an attack on them. It's like, I guess I just appreciate how I get to stay in this fight and just be a better representative than what's currently out there. I guess that's what I found a mission for myself is I'm going to, instead of like hating all men, I can just try to be a representation of the kind of man I wish there was more of. That's what I'm trying to say. I used to be, yeah. You know what? I'm trying to say more. I'm trying to go for more thoughts, but I'm realizing that I need to write this shit down, man. All I know is maybe I think I'm just going to title this section. You didn't give up on being a man. You gave up on being someone else's deficient, someone else's version of being a man. It's interesting that a common theme in my life has always been growth. If there's one word that could summarize who Be Black is, what Be Black is about, I think it's going to be the word growth. Yeah. With that said, 1 hour, 11 minutes. Yeah, you know what? You've been in my safe space for long enough. And I did mention, my food is out there. And for all I know it, some motherfuckers out there getting ready to steal it. But this concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast, episode 047, Wanting to Be a Grown Man at 14. I should make a note that this should be a longer topic, or this, I should really flesh out this idea. But, holler at me. This concludes the episode. Holler at me on Twitter at bblizak or at Shut Up Podcast. Website is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Excuse me. Subscribe using the RSS feed that's on the website, or use Google or Apple Podcasts. Yo, no, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for listening. And remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. Yeah. Ah, that sucked. Yeah. Peace.